Our assignment for this morning was to think about a time that we stood up for something and bring a verse that goes along with that. And some of my earliest memories in Mexico are when my dad would take us out preaching on a corner in the park, and like when there was a festival or something, and there'd be a lot of people going by, and I just remember them coming up and asking questions. And it's just neat how he would take the time to take us out there, and even though it probably would have been easier not to even, you know, get us loaded up and taken out there, but he took the time to take us and show us what we were supposed to do. And in Mark 16:15 says, "He said to them, go unto all the world and preach the gospel to all creation."
I really haven't had to make too many major stands for what I believe in, but it's been more each day choosing to stand for what's right, despite what others might think or the lifestyles of our acquaintances. And I found a verse that kind of goes along with that. It's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." And that's just pretty encouraging to stand strong, and with God's help, we can overcome evil.
I kind of got the same thing as Micah, just I've been blessed to grow up in a place where most of the people around me are people that I can follow the example of and just are a good influence. And so a lot of standing up for what's right isn't much of a struggle against, you know, other people, but more against myself. And so a lot of times I try to think of the verse. It goes something like, "Finally, brethren, whatever is noble, pure, and lovely, and of good report, think on these things."
I remember being young, maybe 6 or 7 in Mexico, and there's different times when we'd be out playing on the street, and like one of our friends would, you know, invite us to go into their house and do something. I remember we weren't allowed to, so most times I think we'd say, you know, no, we're not allowed to. There was a couple times when we, you know, probably did what we weren't supposed to, but I guess that's not much of a stand, but that's just some of the things I remember. And a verse that helps me, that it's pretty straightforward, so it's easy to remember. It's in 1 Corinthians 16:13. "Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong."
Well, for me, I guess it's just being a good example to my younger brothers and just doing what's right, and having a good attitude when I'm working, and just doing what's right and standing for what's right. Like Russell said, we don't really have much opposition right now where we are at right now, but just being faithful and standing for what's right.
I didn't really get a specific time that I stood up for something, but I like to every day just stand for what's right. And it's real encouraging when you think of the martyrs and stuff that stood for God and suffered for their faith.
John 14:15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
Back when our church split, I had a bunch of friends, good friends, that just went, and I knew then that I wasn't going to be able to see them for a long time, not very often. But I just had to stand, face it, and know that they're going a different way. And in here, there's a verse, 1 Corinthians 16:13. "Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men and be strong." And that's just a good, encouraging verse.
I kind of echo what everybody else said. I grew up in a family where just kind of followed the lead of my parents. But now that I'm kind of by myself, I kind of just take what I've learned from the house and put it to practice. And the cold weather comes around, I often see a lot of homeless people out, and I'm often reminded of the verse, and I think it's in Matthew, where Jesus said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." And also where it says that you do anything to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. So I have read now that I do my best to try and help out if I can. I think last week I helped somebody jump through a vehicle and, you know, give someone, you know, some money to get some food or something. But I just try to put myself in other people's shoes and, you know, try to think, you know, if that was me, I would like if somebody helped me out.